morning. This is Velma Hagar, and I'm here to talk about fear today. Oh my gosh, you guys. I was thinking about how, when I was a kid, we were afraid of the dark and the boogeyman, and that was pretty much our fears. We didn't have movies that showed violence or, that was pretty much it, other than my dad, who was an alcoholic, who scared the heck out of me. But that's unusual. But in our day, that was it. The dark and the boogeyman. Now think about these poor kids today. Oh my gosh. Bullying. Global warming. Terrorist attacks. Human trafficking. Rape. It's awful. These poor children today. And not only the children. What about the adults? Now, I have to tell you, fear is absolutely an epidemic in our country. I see more young people with anxiety than I've ever seen in my life. Now, fear is absolutely immobilizing. So, what do you do? I mean, there's good reason to be afraid today. There's good reason. Terrorist attacks, people breaking into schools and shooting kids. I mean, it's just frightening. And when babies are born, we were only born with two natural fears. One of them is a fear of falling, and the other one is a fear of loud noises. And if you notice a baby, if you startle him, he'll just throw his little hands up and, nothing else is born into a human being. And yet there are over 2,000 known fears to mankind. Hello? So what the heck? Now, I'm going to tell you something, guys. You can fight this all you want. You can try to get rid of your own fears. You can take drugs. You can drink alcohol. You can do all the things you want to do to mask these fears. And then it only gets worse because then you get addicted. And now you're a druggie, you're an alkie. But no, only weak people turn to God. Hello? Only strong people have turned to God. Now I'm going to tell you, I was afraid of every single thing that moved when I was young. I was so afraid, you guys. I grew up with that alcoholic dad, and he's the one that caused it. It wasn't just the dark and the boogeyman for me. It was my dad. And that happens sometimes. But I'm going to tell you what, as the years have gone by, there's a scripture that says, call unto me and I will deliver you from all of your fears. So I did that. I called unto God. I made Jesus the Lord of my life. When I did it, I used to call people Jesus freaks that did this. It's hooligooly. But you know what? I was so frightened. And I had tried everything else. And don't forget about Xanax. Oh my gosh. I mean, Xanax, they've even stopped handing them out because people are so addicted. They're so afraid. And what's the other? Prozac. Oh my gosh, it's rampant. I'm telling you, the best Xanax and Prozac you'll ever get. It's Jesus. I called out, and it says, I will keep those in perfect peace that call upon me. And so, you know what, you guys? There's only one cure for fear. That's why it's getting worse, because people are thumbing their nose at God. Be one of the bold ones. Be one of the bold, the bright ones. The other ones, to me, it's stupidity not to get help today in this world. Because if you're not afraid of what's going on out there, it's one of two things. You either have the Lord in your life or you're too stupid to understand. I had one time I said to my deceased husband, he was in the military and he said, he was in the Navy and they used to go through all of these, the Formosa Straits, they would cruise back and forth in the Formosa Straits. And he said they had, what was it? It wasn't hurricanes. It's those other things that come in the ocean. And typhoons. He said, oh, there were typhoons all the time. They used to just literally come over the ship. And I said to him, weren't you afraid? He said, no, I was too stupid to be afraid. So I want to say, if you're not afraid, you're probably just stupid. Because honestly, there is reason to fear. Big reason. All right, you guys. That is pretty much my message this morning. I've talked for almost 6 minutes. This podcast, I like this podcast thing. It's a good deal. So anyway, okay, you guys, until next time, this is Velma Hagar bidding you a blessed day. And buy my book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places.